Today's college freshmen are more liberal than freshmen at any time since the days of the Vietnam War, according to Alexander Aston. He's an education professor at UCLA, and he's been surveying the attitudes of college freshmen since 1966. He says more than a quarter of all the students he surveyed this year call themselves liberal, and on one controversial social issue, over half the students questioned said they believed that same-sex couples have the right to legal marital status.
And that's the highest level that's been since we began to ask the question quite a few years ago.
Capital punishment?
Well, that's showing a decline in popularity, if you want to put it in that way. It's now up to the highest level it's been since those days when it was still outlawed by the Supreme Court.
That is opposition to the death penalty.
Yes,
has been on the increase.
Yeah.
How do you ask students about the whole complex of issues and questions that would relate to the size of government that we call classic liberalism? You know, is big government in Washington a good thing, say?
Well, what's interesting is that college students have always supported, that is, large majorities have always supported what we might call big government. But the level of support has waxed and waned, but there's always been a solid majority of students who feel the government should be doing more things, doing more to strengthen education, doing more to protect consumers. They have never had a majority support for increasing defense spending. But things like consumer protection and energy conservation, that kind of thing, have always been majority views for undergraduates.
Now, in fairness, your survey for this year was undertaken, I gather, largely prior to September 11th. So
yes.
You may not have caught whatever the reaction to those events were yet for these.
Right. We're really interested in what's going to happen to the defense spending question in the survey coming up this fall.
You know, it occurred to me that these young people have some things in common with the freshmen of 30 years ago or more who are also liberal, and I wonder what your thoughts are on these points. First, both groups grew up in adolescence with Democrats in the White House, so the views of Bill Clinton, like those of Lyndon Johnson and John F. Kennedy, were considered the norm during their adolescence. Also, these kids would be the children of many of those people from 30 years ago.
Yeah, they would. And as a matter of fact, in some ways, they are even more inclined toward activism. And much larger numbers of students come into college already having participated in some form of student protest these days than was the case in the 60s and early 70s. Although those protesters of the 60s and early 70s got a lot of press, there were many fewer in those days than there are today. I think the difference is that we don't have these overarching issues that galvanize students like the Vietnam War and racial equality, but instead we have a laundry list of issues that will mobilize small numbers of students.
I wonder if you asked the college freshmen about the sorts of demonstrations against the World Trade Organization, the anti-globalization movement that seems to have some support among some young people and be rather puzzling to some older people. Are those causes that animate young people at all today in campuses?
Very much so. You can find protests on those economic issues and world global economic issues almost everywhere. Probably if you took a list, there'd be 30 or 40 different issues that will generate some kind of student activism.
Well, Professor Aston, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Alexander Aston, professor of education at UCLA, has been surveying the attitudes of American college freshmen for more than 30 years.